المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله مولانا العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى in his great very very great mercy and kindness has blessed us with the month of Ramadan really may Allah make it that we come to understand which we won't fully but to a great extent at least that what this great auspicious month is such a noble such an honorable month such a rewarding month may Allah let us understand and to the extent that we understand how much we have understood then practically the effect of it will be that to that extent we will wish Ramzan to be even longer all the time to be the month of Ramadan because what we really appreciate and what we know there is goodness we want it to be longer and longer your honeymoon you want it to be longer and your December month when you're doing good business you want it to be longer all the time whatever you enjoy you want it to be longer if that is the case we one is to say it by word of mouth etc Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that with our word of mouth we all say that oh Ramzan is going now how sad etc so he says if really we were so sincere and he says in advance and preemptive otherwise somebody might get a heart attack it won't happen but if that is the case we all say oh I wish Ramzan must be longer and Allah say oh my bandas this year they really enjoyed Ramzan I'm making it 10 days longer then see how everyone's face will go down immediately when we all hope Eid must be 29th Ramadan and no news comes then see how everyone's face goes down so not that but in actual reality a person will really how much we have appreciated understood what Ramadan and this is what everything a person who gets his deen from Darul Uloom whichever Darul Uloom he gives his life for that Darul Uloom who gets it from Tabligh Jamaat he's a diehard for Tabligh Jamaat who gets it from Khanqa and from his sheikh he becomes a diehard for his sheikh and his and the Khanqa because that is where and the greatest thing is the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala closeness to Allah those who taste that then they can't leave it where you get your enjoyment you just can't leave that you are fully attached to that so and the greatest thing in the whole of deen also there is knowledge of deen there is practice on deen the love of Allah is the greatest thing and where you'll get your love of Allah and through which sheikh you get it through which person you just can't you become a diehard for that person you just because Allah's love is such a thing so if Ramadan we came to understand what Ramadan is we'll become diehards for Ramadan we'll really just like Khaja Azizul Hasan Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali who first was not at all inclined towards Khanqa and towards Ibadat and Tasawwuf a very great Allama very great scholar and righteous proper tafsir of the Quran Sharif and in the whole East he was the drums were beating of his name everywhere Ghalghala Machawat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi But when he came to first majlis of Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and he heard the first bayan, he was a mufassir of the Quran himself. But the first bayan he heard, he says that خدا جانے کس طرح بیان کیا. Only Allah knows how. پھر شبہ باطل پیدا نہیں ہوا. One, and that is the main thing that a person gets from sohbat of Ahlullah. From the pabandi of zikr, sohbat of Ahlullah, no doubts remain in the mind. And as long as there are doubts, they are like your tire that has got a bubble on it. You don't know when you're going to get a tire burst. So a person who has got doubts in his deen, and shaitan brings this doubts, is Allah there, is he brings this, is there life in the qabr, is there something like Jannah, Jahannam, or are these just stories, we're just forcing ourselves and believing them. One beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, you are not that being that we have made you up in our mind and now we believe in you. Like idols, the people make them with their hands and then they worship them. Allah is not like Allah, and that yaqeen comes on Allah, then automatically a person's life changes. He doesn't have to change anything then. It just changes automatically. So that is one of the, and that is why Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, this famous beautiful poem, Yak zamana ba sohbate awliya, behtar sad sala ta'at bi riya. A little while in the company of the Ahlullah, little while, better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. And the reason, and one time Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab Rahmatullah Ali was walking with Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali from the Khanqa to Hazrat's house. And that distance is about the same distance from the masjid here to my house. It's just about that distance also. So on the way, he was still a young mufti, just graduated. He was in the Khanqa for his tarbiyat. So he asked Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that this, that the poet has said better than 100 years, is it correct? So Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, how he understood people. He said, looks like Mufti Sahab, you think that he has exaggerated it. That just a little while, and better than 100 years, ikhlas ibadat. So he said, yeah, that is, I've got that, that is exaggerated it too much. Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, no, Mufti Sahab, he hasn't exaggerated it, he has understated it. He should have said, Yak zamana ba sohbate awliya, behtaras lak sala ta'adbir. Better than 100,000 years of ibadat, ikhlas ibadat. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his explanation is that by the sohbat of Ahlullah, the doubts all go. The bubble, if you have got no bubbles in your tires, you feel safe. You got a bubble your whole mind all the time. For some reason you couldn't change your tire. You had to carry on. But you just worried. You're controlling your speed, everything. All the bubbles of doubt goes out of a person's life. And with that full yaqeen, then see your ibadat's quality. See your zikr's quality. The control of your eyes become, because you know Allah is there, Allah is watching me, Allah is going to reward me. Then everything, it becomes completely different. So this is, and other ulama have explained that why is a little while company of the Ahlullah better? Because the one is company of ulama, and one is company of Ahlullah. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that Jalisul Kubara, sit with the old people. With sitting in the company of the old people, little while you get the whole year's experience. One time, one groom party was going for a wedding, so one old man said, take me with. They said, we don't want old people here. Kawama arku, and you're going to upset and destroy everything, our all enjoyment, you're going to upset it, we don't want an old man with us. He said, no, you might need me. I'll stay one side, just on the outskirts, but you might need me. So they went, when they went to the girls' party, then usually there are tricks, which there shouldn't be, but they play tricks usually at wedding time. So the dastarkhan was laid, and they told them, we are fastening your hands, putting a plaster, planks, and fastening it, so your hand can't bend. So the people said, this side and that side, and now you must eat. Now they couldn't eat. Because if your hand doesn't bend, you can try the whole day and life. Your whole life you can't eat. So then they said, we got that old man. We need him now. Let us go and ask him. So he said, very easy, that you take the food and you feed the one in front of you. And he takes the food and he feeds you. So those people said, you must be having an old man with you. So with old people, in a little while, you get a lot to learn. Sa'ilul ulama. The hadith says, ask your masalas from the ulama. Ask them your masalas. That's their department. Wa khalitul hukama. And with the ahlullah, those who are hakim. And hakim is not the doctor hakim. He's a Luqman hakim, the wise person. And those are the ahlullah. Mix with them. Be so close to them, like a fish stays in water. Fish can't come out of water. It will die. It has to stay. Like that, stay with the ahlullah. So by staying with them, so with the ulama, we'll get masalas of zahiri shariat, which are very important. All your, about wuzu, about your namaz, about talaq, about nikah, business, all that you'll get. But the more important masalas of the heart, of yaqeen, iman, riya, hasad, which are the more important masalas. If you know all the masalas and you're making namaz your whole life, but there's shirk in your heart, all that is useless. It's gone down the drain. Your whole life you're making so much ibadat, but you're making ghibat also. You working and you're depositing in your enemy's account all the time. You don't deposit. How stupid is that person? He works hard to earn, and then he doesn't deposit in his account. He gives it not to a family member, but who he dislikes. Ghibat you make of a person you got some dislike for, and you go and deposit in his account. How stupid is. So these are those masail. Therefore, the most important masail are of the heart. Very sadly, in our madaris also, that Kitabu Talaq, Kitabu Salah will be taught with so much detail and all the different ikhtilafi masail. But when it comes to all these abwab, then we just pass by them. They just go very fast and very lightly. These are the most important. They are the most basic things. So even iman that is discussed, Kitabul Iman, which are very important, we can never ever undermine or, but they speak of it from what we call the legal aspect, from the all that aspect. But that iman must come into the heart, that conviction must come, that is not discussed. That is left out. What should be iman? What we should bring iman on? How is our iman correct? That all is discussed. But how can iman come into the heart? That aspect is not discussed. So anyway, so this, with the company of the ahlullah, that is, one is that yaqeen. The other is that in their company, a person like one hafizah who was a imam for 30 years, and in his dua-i qunut, in witr namaz, he was reading it. The correct way is that وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. We make your shukr Allah, and we don't make your na-shukri, we don't make kufr with you. But he was putting the la, the no, in the wrong place. And he was reading for 30 years, لَا نَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. That we don't make your shukr, and we disbelieve in you. Now in that 1 minute, that half a second that he got this correction, what a great difference, what a great thing. So like that, a person, he doesn't know where, in which part of his deen there is a weakness. Therefore we have all this muzakara, everything, that a person can pick up his weakness. Or like, for example, we have here about one session of our tajweed, makharij. A person might be reading whole life, Allahumma inni as'aluka kalban khashi'a, which means, oh Allah, I'm asking you of a frightened dog. Instead of kalban, qaf, he read kalban, a frightened dog. Like one old lady, she had a parrot, and the parrot always used to make dua. Whatever you teach it, somebody taught this dua, Allah kare ye buriya mar jave. May Allah make that this old lady must die. So she said, very bad parrot, this giving me badduas all the time, in masoom parrot, no guna. If Allah accept the dua of the parrot, I'll die. So she went and buy another parrot and gave it to Imam Sahib Maulana and tell her, teach this parrot something good. So the Imam Sahib thought, this old lady, very pious lady, she must be making a lot of duas. Let me teach this parrot dua, Ameen. So she brought that parrot. So the first parrot should make dua, Allah kare ye buriya mar jave. And the second parrot, Ameen, this has gone worse. Matter has gone even worse now. She went and buy another third parrot. And she took it to Muftisa. And Mufti Saab also thought, this old lady, very pious, good lady, a lot of duas, let me teach him the disparate the dua, thumma amin. So the first parrot used to make dua, Allah kari ye buriya mar jawe. Second parrot, amin. Third parrot, thumma amin. So like that, if Imam Saab is making dua, Allahumma inni asaluka kalban khashia. I'm asking you for a frightened dog. And people are sometimes very emotional. Ameen, summa ameen. And let's say all the made for us namaz, let me accept their duas. And everyone gets a frightened dog. How bad will that be? So if you just correct your one, if we stayed here 40 days and we just corrected our one makhraj, there are a few basic makhraj. Most of the makharij are alright. But there are a few basic ones. If we just correct that, what a great difference. What a great... And there are certain moments where whatever you ask, Allah gives it. Normally, Allah's system is Allah considers the du'as. And what's good for you, Allah grants you. And what is not good for you, Allah doesn't accept. But there are certain moments, whatever you ask, Allah gives it exactly as you ask. And that is why many people face a lot of sufferings also. Like they tell the child made you cross, may you go and die. Then the child goes and dies somewhere. May you get destroyed. Or sometimes when the husband tells the wife something, wife tells the husband. And if that was a time of acceptance and the dua got accepted, you sit with that problem your whole life. So anyway, so Ramadan is that month. So Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, the bayan he heard. And then he said, being such a great Allama, but that yaqeen, that complete conviction that came into my heart, I only got it from how Maulana made bayan. After that, no doubt about capital punishment in Islam. The enemies today, so much they're talking that it's barbarism now. Some Muslims also getting doubt that no, you can't have. How many Muslims have this in their heart? That Islamic law is not practical today. Like, for example, for these capital crimes in Islam, cut the hands, stoned to death for adultery, that these things are barbaric, na'uzubillah. Though we say it's Islamic, but we ourselves, we're not in a position to accept it. Interest-based business. Hey, today we feel the economy can't move without the interest, whereas interest destroys people completely. It gives no goodness not to the individual, not to the collective people, not to the country, but we feel we can't. All different things, we feel Islam is not practical. By the company of Ahlullah, the one that real thing that is required is that conviction, the Islam, and not modern Islam, not watered-down Islam, the Islam of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Islam of the Sahaba, that is 100% correct. Otherwise, many of us, whoever ulama also propagate that type of Islam, we feel they're not practical. They're living some 600 years behind times. And those who accommodate all these things, yeah, these are practical people. So that is what we get from the company of Ahlullah. That conviction of deen, of akhirat, of Islam, that deen, and automatically, whether we know the words or otherwise in our heart, رَضِيْتُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ, I'm happy with Islam as the deen. وَرَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, that Allah is my Rabb. And we know Allah. And that Allah we accept as our Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. And our conviction on every sunnah, the other people can belittle it, can sideline it, marginalize it, whatever they do. But in my heart, that conviction comes. أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةِ لِهَاُولَىٰي الْحُمَقَىٰ, I must give up the sunnah of my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for these stupid, ignorant people, whatever degrees they have, whatever money they have, whatever arms, ammunition they got, but they are nothing. My Nabi is everything, every sunnah. That full conviction comes into the heart. So, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, the first, that is one great benefit that he got. Huda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, phir shubh baatil nahi ho. Aaj hi Quran mein maza paya. Only today he said, I got enjoyment in Quran. Jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. As if Quran Sharif fresh, it is just being revealed. Though he was a mufassir of the Quran, and what a tafsir Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi has written. But he says, the enjoyment I got was only today. So that is, our Shaykh Damat of Barakatum explains that, dare raaz shariat kholti hai, jab zuban ishq bolti hai. The doors of the secrets of shariat start opening when the tongue of the love of Allah starts speaking. When a person is imbued, immersed in the love of Allah, then see that how the laws of Shariat, for example, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, he said, Ya Yuhannas Antumul Fuqara Ilallah. O people, all of you, from Adam alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, all the great philosophers and all the great doctors, all of you till the day of Qiyamah, all of you are faqir, beggars by Allah Ta'ala. And to understand that also, and this is also sohbet of Ahlullah that a person gets. What is a faqir? One person is, you have invited him to your house for a meal. You give him a nice proper meal, you go out of your way, you prepare 3-4 dishes, desserts, savouries, everything you do, you prepare for him, because you invited him. Somebody comes for a collection. You give him 100 rand, 500 rand, 1,000, 2,000, whatever you want to give. A beggar comes, what do you give him? So all of mankind are beggars by Allah. A beggar, you just give him something, just a small little 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, just as that he can go away. So Allah say, all of you are beggars by me. And that is what is bheek manga, Allah ka bheek manga, what you get from Allah Ta'ala. So all of you. Then, from Ahlullah we learn this. Otherwise, grammar kitabs we all studied. But we never, our mind didn't even go to this. Hadrat drew our attention that this in Arabic grammar is called Jumla Ismiya, nominal sentence, and one of the qualities of nominal sentence is continuity. That is, you are always continuously faqirs by Allah. You are registered faqirs by of Allah Ta'ala. And you can't come out of that whole life, you're going to remain. Every moment we are muhtaj of Allah, of billions of things, billions which we don't know also. As we are sitting here, we are muhtaj of Allah, of billions of things, without which we cannot do 1 second also. This oxygen, just in our body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ What's it before that? وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ In the earth, what signs of Allah? It's impossible, no matter how much of ghaflat you want to make on yourself, that you don't see Allah. Allah is so to zahir hai, aur laak, parde mein hai tu. You are apparent everywhere. But you have kept yourself in 1,000 veils. But the effect of yours is impossible. You can't, you deny it out of the question. You can't do, you just see Allah Ta'ala. Tu zahir aur laak parde mein hai, tu baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden, but you are so manifest, oh Allah. Just that Allahu Akbar. One beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma bihamdika saraft. It's only by your compassion, your kindness, O Allah, that we are moving around. We are sitting, we are talking, we are sitting here. If Allahu Akbar, one moment, one thing goes wrong now in our liver, in our kidney, our spine, what will happen? In the heart, what will? Heart attack. One person have to get a heart attack. One clot in somewhere blocks the blood, didn't go. Or a clot blocks the blood to go to the brain. Or oxygen is not going to the brain. There you become brain dead. You become a cabbage immediately. You get a stroke immediately. You become paralyzed. And all this is for functioning in our body. Allahu Akbar. What functioning is not taking place? If Allah just one little small thing, when Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish the people of Ad and the wind, Allah Ta'ala, وَأَمَّا الثَّمُودِ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا The people of Thamud, when we send a wind upon them, when Allah appointed the Farishta, the angel, to punish them with wind, wind without which we cannot do, but the same thing Allah can use against us also. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, how much must I open the wind? Open it to the extent of the nostril of an ox. Allah said, the earth won't remain in that case. Must I open it little, less, just like the eye of a small needle, so much. And what destruction. سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ. That wind blew. These were strong, strong people. Their trees, their buildings were all smashed to smitherings. Just with that little. What is Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat? So Allah Ta'ala, who is Khaliq, who is Malik, who controls every drop of blood or in our body, everything, one little thing. So how not billions of things? Whereas we are sitting here, this earth, who is keeping it properly? If this earth Allah is to cause it to shake now, just a little tremor of a few seconds, and how people get, and this earthquakes, how long? It's not 5 hours that the earth shook like that, hardly a minute or so. And what devastation comes after that? Who is keeping us safe? Allah can cause, it's not the engineers and the architects and the builders that have kept this place, the roof up and all that. Allah can let these beams and these columns all fall down on us. It is Allah who is Qayyamu Samawati, who is keeping everything. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So if a person realizes how I am muhtaj of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh, that tafsir that he wrote, he says, I just got today the fresh enjoyment in the Quran Sharif. Like our Shaykh gives the example, hot jalebi, how you enjoy it. And cold jalebi, what enjoyment. Hot like that, he got enjoyment in Quran, a person who is a mufassir of the Quran. Then when he got up for tahajjud, he says, Wada anika shabe akhir mein hai. The promise of Allah to come to meet Allah, that is the height of everything. And the height of it is in the lowest point in sajda. When a person, Allah Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when Allah blesses me with that sajda, I am convinced that I've got a treasure better than the 200 countries of the world. That time he mentioned 200, till today there are about 200 countries in the world. He says that I'm like the owner of the 200, more than that enjoyment Allah gives me in one sajda. So when that enjoyment comes to a person, that closeness with Allah Ta'ala. After all, when a person gets married, everything, what procedure? Choosing a girl, finding a girl, and then setting the date, and then the nikah, and then everything. The final is when he's alone with her in his bedroom. And when a person is with Allah. And the greatest joy is to see Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah declares, the greater, I am pleased with you. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were blessed with that in this dunya. That's why Allah gave them that title, Allahu Akbar. No title in the world can match that title, radiallahu anhum. That Allah, there is no higher title, even in akhirat. There isn't a higher title. And with whom Allah becomes pleased, Allah doesn't become displeased with that person. And when a person gets that and he feels that enjoyment, that closeness of Allah, there is nothing that can surpass that a person gets. So this is what a person gets by the company of Ahlullah. So wada aane ka shab-e akhir mein hai, subah hi se intizar-e sham hai. From the morning I'm waiting, when will nightfall come again? When I can be with my beloved again. Ask a person who is just newly married, how he waits that the day must just pass. I'm again alone with my wife at night again. And the whole day must just go past. Or when he got the enjoyment, naam lete hi nisha sa cha gaya. When I just took Allah's name, when we have the marifat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah, we just take Allah's name, a person goes in a trance. Allah, Allah, Allah. And to know that Allah is with you at that time. And you are in direct connection with Allah. One is in ghaflat, sleepy, a person doesn't know who Allah is. He's just taking Allah's name. But one is, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein ta'thir dore jaam hai. In zikr, there is the effect, like when people give wine, beer to one another, and they boozing it, and they like out of this world, what they know what is enjoyment. How they look for that Saturday night or that New Year's night or Christmas night or whatever, and they're going to drink and they feel it's something very great. And these people who drink, they can't imagine that Muslims don't drink. They don't know what they're missing out. And we know that what animals they are. But the drink of Allah's love, when a person gets that which is a pure drink, what is that? Allahu Akbar. So Ramzan, if we come to know what it is, then a person will just wish it to be Ramzan all the time. Not by words, but in actual fact. And what is this Ramadan? It is that month which makes us human beings, which makes us Muslims, which makes us mu'min, which makes us muttaqi, which makes us mukhlisin, which makes us mutawadi, to have humility, humbleness. And each of these qualities, it's worth to spend the whole life and the whole world to get one of these qualities. A person get one of these qualities, ikhlas he gets. Tawheed, one sati of ours said, I've come here to learn Tawheed. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah, mujhe maut na aaye, yahan tak ke main raaz e tawheed se waqif na ho jaa. That, oh Allah, let me maut not come till I know what is tawheed. Would we say we got tawheed? But tawheed, that oneness, all the qissas we're reading in maut ki yaad, those people are those people who hate tawheed. With that oneness and connection with Allah. Once you got that, your attention is nothing in this world. Outwardly you might be looking, you're doing business, you're doing this, but your heart is not 1 minute in that. You don't like it, but just as a duty you are doing it, your heart is only with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is that being. So Ramadan is to get all these qualities. And a person who made the effort and got, and Allah made fazl. Without Allah's fazl, nothing happens. And Allah blessed him with that. How won't he wish that Ramadan must be the whole year for the whole creation of Allah? It must be everyone. He'll wish it for everyone. Everyone must get these qualities. So for that, there are a few things that we have to do in order to appreciate. Allah Ta'ala himself has said that this whole exercise of roza and fasting is la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you possibly you get taqwa. That's the translation, literal translation. But Allah's la'al, Allah's possibility is a surety. It's 100% guaranteed. There's no doubt whatsoever. And so that you may acquire definitely, if you do your rozas properly, and just ayyamun ma'dudat, a few days that you have to do it. Whatever a person goes for training is not whole life, for a little while. But you did your training properly, see what job you get. See what wages, see how easy your work becomes. One place we went, they say they're still doing all their madrasa work in Mozambique, manually, not on computer. How lot work, how they occupied so much. Now if you get trained on the computer and you do it there, how wonderful the computer does your work for you. So easily, and what details, and set out so well. But little bit training is first required. If a person doesn't know how to change the wheel of his car, he got a puncture. He didn't get trained informally, formally, of how to change a wheel. And now he uses his head, that how I must change the wheel. First of all, to lift up the car, he gets 10, 20 people help me pick up the car. To loosen the balls, the nuts, he takes a hammer and a chisel, and he starts knocking them loose. He'll damage them also, and half he'll get out, half he won't get out. He has damaged everything. What a big job. But if you are trained, a person who is a weak person, a person who is a heart patient, then also slowly, slowly, he'll change the wheel nicely, without even really getting tired. Takes his time and he does it. Even today you get that to turn out the balls, you just plug it into your cigarette lighter, and it will work, and it will loosen the balls also. You don't even have to do that work. Your jack, you just plug it in your cigarette lighter, it lifts up your car. You don't even have to turn your hand or anything. If you are trained and you know, you can do it so easily. So exactly the same when our islah, if we do it the right way, so easy. Many people who try and do it on their own, whole life they spend, and they don't get anywhere. In fact, they damage it more. They damage themselves more because they don't know. And Allah's path, ad-deenu yusrun, is easy. Now a person who doesn't know and wants to make his islah himself, the first thing he does is to make life difficult on himself. He'll make so many halal things haram. And he won't get anywhere with all that. Just like that person trying to change the wheel, so hard he'll make life for himself. And he won't get anywhere. He'll damage things more. Just like that, deen is easy, islah is easy, but choose the right path. And after that, see what enjoyment you get. So Allah has prescribed the month of Ramadan for our islah, for our reformation. So if we didn't make niyat of islah at the beginning of the month, we just, many of us, vast majority, Maulana Ahmed Ali Sahib, Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, who left roughly 1800 years ago, in his time he said one of the biggest weakness of the ummah is we don't do any of our ibadat or even our iman that it is Allah's order. Just do it, we take it for granted. We just like zombies, just moving. And we make our namaz, we keep our rozas, but that Allah, my maker, my creator, a person who makes any gadget and the manufacturer, he gives instructions how it must be used. Then you follow those instructions because you want the maximum benefit from that. What things it can do. After you have used your gadget for 2 months, 3 months, you again go and study the instruction manual. You say, oh, this I didn't know it can do this also. I didn't know it can do this also. You come to know more things. So as you apply yourself and you take it, so if we realize that Allah's manual, the Quran Sharif, and Allah sent a practical demonstrator, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, the sunnahs, and all this is to get what benefits out of man. And benefits are not the small benefits of this dunya. Like beautiful, that poem in Maud Kiyad, that you build lofty mansions, so what? You made a lot of money, so what? You did this, so what? You're going in your qabr. Nothing of that is going to come with you. And that is the real life. This dunya's life is a shadow. You just went out of the shadow and you came into real life when you go in the qabr. And life is there. We were in Thailand, and the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, Babu Bhai, very nice person, Maulana Qasim Ali, my brother-in-law, just passed away. And he's a very wealthy man, diamond merchants. Very wealthy, what properties they got in Dubai and in Pakistan, in Thailand, very, very wealthy, they deal in diamonds. So I explained to him that how Maulana Qasim passed away. A man, and in Deen also, he with his own money, he built the Darul Ulum there, the whole Markaz he runs, he's got in Deen also, and in Dunya also, Allah has blessed him very greatly. So he just lowered his head for a little while, and then he said, Kamyabi asal mein yahi hai. That you get a maut like that. A beautiful maut. Your akhirat is made. Ye kamyabi hai. This dunya, you could have nothing of dunya. You could be the most sick person, the poorest person, the person suffering the most. But you just die on iman also. You are successful. And if you get all the highest stages, what stages, what and what Allah has prepared, that is to strive for. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. That is what we have to strive for. Not for this, but we have made only the shadow. We have made it our object. So, that for our niyat first is that this month of Ramadan is for my islah. So if we don't make that niyat, like our namazes, that it's Allah's command. We don't take it as Allah's command. We just make our namazes. Tilawat, I have to finish make my one khatam. I want to make this year 2 khatams, 5 khatams. Make that khatam. But read that same, instead of one supara, read one page. But this is Allah's command, is I must read. And all the other niyats that are required. And see that one page will deliver to you so much more than one whole supara or one whole khatam, what it will deliver if we do it. So the month of Ramadan, the vast majority of us, the Muslims, it's Ramadan, we have to keep roza now. For some it's a burden, na'uzubillah. Some look forward, some accept it as Allah's command. It is strenuous on the body for everyone. Allah, that is why it's a test. Otherwise there was no test. And then even the non-Muslims all should keep roza if there was no, there wasn't a test in it. There is a test in it, and everyone. But a Muslim goes above that little difficulty, and he looks at what he's going to get, and that is Allah will reward him, etc. So many of us, that we just keep roza, some of us keep it for the sawab, that's also very good. But the main purpose is of roza to acquire taqwa. And everything related to this month is to acquire taqwa. Then see, Allah Ta'ala has made it so easily possible that to gain this taqwa, to make our islah, Allah didn't only give us one thing, but Allah put a whole lot of things together. that for one thing, the month of Ramadan is such. Allahu Akbar. Besides rozas, just the month of Ramadan, the environment of it, that you see a habitual drunkard also doesn't drink. Or he doesn't drink in public. He'll go, so if he drinks, he'll go and drink in privacy. A person who eats and doesn't keep roza, but he'll go and hide and eat. Even if he's legally, a woman is not for those days that she can't keep roza, but she won't sit and eat in front. She like a guilty person. She'll hide and eat. And she'll make sure that nobody notices that she's eating, if she eats. So the month of Ramadan, the environment of it is such. And what to say, every aspect, what hasn't Allah given? One person in KZN, KwaZulu Natal, he was running a shabin and a brothel. And his patrons, customers were all non-Muslims. But Ramzan should come, he should close it up. He shouldn't keep roza himself, no namaz in his life, when his income is all that. So what namaz and what roza is he going to keep? And his patrons used to press on him, that you run it. For us, we got no roza, and we want all these things. But no, Ramzan, his maut came 27th night in Ramzan. Because he made the month of Ramadan, he honored the month of Ramadan. We don't know what Allah will give on small, small things. Then Allah Ta'ala, not only does environment and how many things, shayateen are changed in the month of Ramadan, the Jannah is beautified for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is so valuable. Then Allah gave us rozas. Rozas we can keep, and we, many of us, keep some rozas at least, even out of Ramadan. So Ramadan, rozas we can keep out of Ramadan. But roza itself, whether it's in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, roza itself for the islah of a person, what a great thing it is. For besides all the health benefits, spiritually, roza helps a person tremendously. Now that roza in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, how can't a person's islah be done by that? Then Allah Ta'ala gave us Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif we read out of Ramadan, we should be reading regularly, and we carry on reading. But the Quran of and Roza, Fuqaha and Ulama have written that if a person, for example, on Safar, you are permitted, you don't have to keep Roza, Shariat has given Ijazah, you can keep your Roza afterwards. But what you will get for your Roza in Ramadan, your whole life you can keep roza out of Ramadan, you can't get that, what you'll get on that roza of yours in Ramadan. Faraz namaz, if a person must is takbir ula, one buzurg must is takbir, must is namaz with jamaat. And it comes in the hadith that namaz with jamaat is 25-27 times superior. He repeated that namaz 25-27 times. Then he heard a sound, farishtas were saying that you have repeated your namaz 25-20, but what you going to do about the ameen of the farishtas? In jamaat namaz, when the imam sahab says, walabwalin, then the farishtas also say ameen. Now what way you going to get that ameen? That, so your whole life's namaz can't equal your faraz namaz. Your namaz without jamaat can never, even in you are permitted, there are, shariat allows, that you can make, you'll get the sawab, you'll get the equal sawab, but the benefit of it, that you can't get. What is in that place, you can only get it there. So, rozas in the month of Ramadan. Then Allah gave us Quran Sharif in the Quran. Right at the beginning, Allah said, Hudal lil muttaqeen. Allah says, Hudal lil nas. It's a kitab of hidayat through and through. And hidayat is that thing, that whatever you use, like for example, a person is sick, he's got illness, he's got an eye problem, his eyes are just flickering all the time, he can't see properly, nose is running all the time, foam coming out from his mouth, he's got Parkinson's, his hands, legs are shaking, he's wobbling all the time. One person took his father to the doctor, old man. So the doctor asked him that, what is your father's age? So he said, 70, 80. No, what is your father's name? So he says, GTQ 7080. So he said, I'm not asking your Palstruck's number. I'm asking your father's name. So he said, that's my father's name, GTQ going to Qabar. And he's between 70 and 80 years old. So then he asked him that, and your, what's the problem? He says that his radiator is leaking. So he said, I'm not asking about the truck, I'm asking about your father. He said, I'm telling about my father, his radiator is leaking. And what other problem he's got? That his wheel balance and his ball bearings are all finished. I'm not asking about the truck. He said, I'm speaking about my father, wobbling all the time. Ne pag muke kha, ne pare kha. Hu kheva jai, ne hu kevai jai, bolai jai. And then he said, what else is your problem? He said, his exhaust is gone. Exhaust is gone, and all the time there is a loud bombs going off all the time. So when, if a person got all these problems, and if there is some treatment and you come right after that, your Parkinson, your wobbling, your eyes, you're not feeling tired, you got more energy, strength, if you paid whatever amount to be by the doctor, you'll tell the whole world, oh, you must go India, very good treatment. You must go Thailand, very good treatment. Wherever you can get some people who can put your bones right, go run there, go this place, Surat, doctor, eye doctor, no doctor like in Surat, in Canada. Wherever you tell the world, and you are happy you spend that money and that I went. And who told you to go? You tell him, Jazakallah, you told me, man. You know, now I'm feeling so nice. Wallah, billion times more if spiritually, if deeni wise we feel right, we come out of our illnesses, out of our pride, out of our shirk, out of our nifaq, out of our bid'at, all these things a person comes out, how won't he feel? So Quran is for that. The month of Ramadan is for that. And rozas are for that. Then together with that, Allah Ta'ala gave us, and Allahu Akbar, Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. All these ayat are just around the same subject. In the Quran Sharif, all this about dhikr, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ is just around there also. And then, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Dua is also just all around there. So all these components, Allah has put them together even in the Quran Sharif. And so Allah Ta'ala has given us dhikrullah. Dhikr alone in the month of Ramadan, what to say of the dhikr? Wallah, with this gathering of ours which Allah has blessed us, and when the dhikr is made, Allah, really it's a scene out of this world. It's a jannat, a mahfil Allah has given us. Even this, a person just feels that I wish that this mahfil, this majlis can just carry on all the time. Allahu Akbar, at the time of maut, last night this thought came, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. At the time of maut, with the people a person used to associate in his life, Allah brings those four faces in front of him. So if we are dealing with bad people all the time, then dead faces will come at that time. Allah save us all. If we were all the time dealing with our customers and our merchants and our suppliers, then they will come at the time of mort in front of us. If we were all the time with our sports friends and playing sports, playing cricket, playing soccer all the time, at the time of mort they will come. And if we were in these type of gatherings, and all this at the time of mort, if you are in such a gathering, what you have to worry of your iman? You're going to go flying, man, if you are in such a gathering. So what company? So a person will wish, oh, ya Allah, whole year must be such. And then we have these gatherings here. They're so beautiful, the ash'ar, and the name of Allah, and the zikr which is being made. And at the time of mort, that is going to come in front of a person. So, zikrullah Allah has given us. Zikr, very briefly, inshallah, today after Asr we'll discuss, because zikr is very important. When a person leaves, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when you are in the presence of your Shaykh, then your Shaykh is there, he's enough for you, his talk, his presence. When you are not there, now you must put on the heater. And the zikr is the heater. Quran Sharif Tilawat, and that will keep you warm. And when you get chance, go back to the source again and get your whole energy from directly from the powerhouse. But when that is not there, to keep you warm, otherwise you're going to freeze, you're going to die. Keep the heater on, that is zikrullah. So zikr, zakir ko maskur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr takes the zakir, the one makes zikr, to the maskur, to Allah Ta'ala. A zakir kal waqif alal baab. A person who makes zikr is somebody who is knocking on the door. You're knocking, knocking, knocking. Somebody going to open the door. Sometime or the other, they're going to open the door. So zikr, Allah has put that. Then Allah has given us dua. In the month of Ramadan, we hear how much duas are accepted. How readily duas are accepted. So what has Allah left out? Allah has put it all together for us. And a person's islah and his ta'alluq with Allah, his taqwa, has to come. Allah has put it all for us. So dua again, and a person must make ihtimam, must be very particular about regular duas also. And one of the main, and duas again, Allahu Akbar, with regard to zikr, for example, is a riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, that la ilaha illallah laysa laha hijab duna Allah, that la ilaha illallah, there is nothing that blocks it, it goes direct to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Nazar wo hai jo is kaun aur makan se paar ho jaye, lekin jab wo rukh-e taaba par pare bekar ho jaye. That kalima, it's hardly out of our mouth and it has reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And when it has reached there, there is a dua of the hadith, Allahumma iftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh Allah, open the locks of our hearts with your zikr. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair explained so beautifully that what does a person lock up? Where there is wealth, where there is treasure, that is what is locked up. So that proves that there is lot of treasure in your heart. And now there isn't kufal, akfal, not one lock, many locks. And the keys of that locks also we have been given. Your code number that you have been given, what is it to open it? And what is that? Zikrullah. And this is the small storeroom. The heart is a small storeroom. The big storeroom is the arsh by Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your rosy is also. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. The treasure and the big storeroom of everything, Allah says, we have kept it here. And as necessary, we send. So by your zikr, you're opening that storeroom of Allah Ta'ala. And now don't take one Mercedes from there. And now don't take from there one property, one investment. No, take the real treasures. And the biggest treasure is our Islam. And marifat of Allah, muhabbat of Allah. So as we make zikr and we say la ilaha illallah, then think that now I've made connection. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, make this muraqabah, a column of noor now from the arsh of Allah is coming directly on my whole body. And as it's coming, and particularly on my heart. And the treasures from there are flowing now into my heart. Now take what you want from there. If you get a chance and some huge, big safe of the government of a huge, big, big king, wealthy king, and he has given you chance to go and take, then see what you must take. Allahu Akbar. Ayaz, who was the slave of the king, Mahmud Ghaznavi. He was an ordinary person, a slave. He was nothing. But he had qualities in him. Here is another thing. What qualities where a person reaches. So he became the favorite of the king, the right-hand man of the king. He had the key of the state treasury also. So much the king had trusted him. On this, to digress, but just remind me where I went, because Maulana Muqari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib has one beautiful bayan on this. That one person is a muti', and one person is a mu'tariz, a person who takes a one who follows, listens, and one who has got objections. So if a person, new worker, comes to you and he wants to work, and the first thing he comes there and he says he's not worried what work he have to do and what his job description and that. He asks, boss, where are your safes? And open your safes, I want to check up what you got. You'll say, hey, isko kaan pakar ke bahar karo. Ye kaha. And he also asks that your wife, your daughters, where are they? I want to see them. You say, well, this man here, right out far, keep him very far from here. One other person, whatever you say I'm going to do. And he does, works properly, morning to night, honest, diligent, very good worker. A few days you'll see, oh, there's a very good man. Then you'll tell him, come here, bhai, this is the safe, look, I'm putting you in charge even here. Because now you have built so much trust. Bhai, you must go and pick up my wife, take her here. Now you telling him, you go pick up my wife, take her for shopping today. Take her for there. My daughters, you have to take them to school. A person who is obedient, what Allah gives that person. And a person who demands all the time. We don't do Allah's itaat. Ya Allah, I want this and I want that. And I open your treasures for me. And open this for me. Oh, I want your ma'rifat. But we don't obey Allah. First learn to obey. And when the trust will come, then see what will be given. And then that person, his wages, you gave him 5, 10, 15, 20,000. End of the year, you give another 100,000. Now, there is a very good man. Such a worker, he is in charge. He is doing work. Very good. What then? What don't you give that person? So a person who is by Allah Ta'ala like that, Allah will give him. And it comes over and over in the hadith and could be ghayri hisab. No hisab. And Allah's be ghayri hisab. Our, we give without hisab. How much we going to give? How much can come in our hands also? But Allah's bi ghayri hisab, who can imagine what is Allah's bi ghayri? And we, our thoughts are material things. When Allah gives the spiritual, the ma'nawi things, the inside things, what won't Allah Ta'ala bless a person with? So, by zikrullah, take from the treasures of Allah. So don't go and take one small little Mercedes Benz, and go and take one investment and one out. This problem of mine not getting solved this Ramzan, I'm going to make dua. I'm not getting my firearm license, whole time dua for firearm license. What you went and ask Allah Ta'ala for? Ask Allah Ta'ala for what? The big, big things, not the small, small little things. Ask of the big things. By the way, it's not haram to ask. Atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirah. This is, by the way, small little things of this. If somebody's sick in the family, make dua for them, for your own health, for your own some financial problems, all that. But that must not be the major things. Make these the major things and see the, but that, by the way, how Allah Ta'ala will solve them. So Allah has given us dua. And one of the major du'as that we have to ask is Allah's fazl. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Kaam banta hai fazl se e akhtar, a fazl ka asra lagai hue hai. That our work, what all, you can have the best Shaykh in the world. You can have the month of Ramadan in Quran Sharif and rozas and zikr and du'a, but without Allah's fazl. And what is fazl? To understand for us, the South Africans, for them to understand, is very easy. Bansela. That is Allah's fazl, is Allah's bansela. And in the Urdu people, runga. That you buy something, the child went and buy, they gave one chappi free of charge. Child is very happy, I got one chappis. I got this, that's something just for nothing. That is Allah's fazl. That Allah gives you, Allah's, that fazl of Allah, which you didn't work for, which you don't deserve, Allah just gives you. Which Allah says very clearly in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it wasn't Allah's fazl and His rahmat, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That nobody of you would have gained tazkiyah, purity, cleanliness. Nobody would have gained it. And this was only, our Shaykh says, make dua to Allah, are begging Him for that fazl and that rahmat of His by which He makes tazkiyah. In the sadqa of that, oh Allah, make our tazkiyah. Now our Shaykh, I've learned, and I, alhamdulillah, continuously my duas, I make dua in the sadqa of all those who have come here. Oh Allah, in their sadqa, you do my work. These people who have sacrificed, who are so much involved in dunya, but they took out 10 days, they took out so many time, so much time, and they've come. These are your favorites, O Allah. In your sadqa, in their sadqa, you do my work. So Allah's sadqa, they ask Him of His fazl, of His rahmat, and Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't you think that I am pure and clean? هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah knows who has got taqwa. Who is making a show of taqwa, and who has just got words, and who has got reality, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So you don't claim that I am very... Nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That to become nek is faraz, all the time make effort. But to think I am nek, just to think, not even you look down on other people, you just think that I am nek, this is haram. But the minute a person thinks, I made the best namaz, nobody made namaz like me today. I gave the best bayan, I kept the best roza, my etikaf was the best, that person drops immediately from Allah Ta'ala's eyes and Allah's value. So that we have to keep on trying. In this way, no depression will come, and neither will we lose hope, and neither will we think I'm somebody, that I'm a nothing, but I have to become nek. So you don't be going to a depression. You don't think I'm the worst in the world, so I'm not going to make namaz also anymore. I'm not going to give bayan also anymore. I'm not fit to tell anyone, what am I myself? No, you have to do that. But at the same time, don't think that I'm pious and I'm righteous. You take a ball and you throw it up. With what strength and force you threw it, according to the weight of the ball, it's going to go up, up, up. But it's going to reach a stage where it reaches its height. It doesn't go further up. And it's not going to stay at that place. Immediately it's going to come down, and come down faster than what it went up also. So just like that, as long as a person is going up, he's going up. And the minute he thinks, now I'm right now, I'm all right now, and now I must make others right, I'm all right. Even the sheikh who has reached what kamal, the minute he thinks I'm all right, he starts falling down. All the time, you can be the greatest sheikh. When Allah said for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you carry on with Allah's ibadat until your maut comes. Not that you are Sayyidul Anbiya, you are Mahbub-e Ilahi, you are the beloved of Allah. So now you can sleep, no more ibadat for you, not necessary. No, in fact, according to the vast majority of ulama, tahajjud was farz on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right to the end of his life. Not only the five times namaz, tahajjud was also farz. So that is that nobody, the minute you think, now I've reached the level. One person who was a jester, a joker, one person in the village who was making a lot of ibadat, simple, ordinary man. All his namazes, half an hour, 1 hour before every namaz, he's there in the masjid making lot ibadat. So this person here, he said, this man is nothing, man. He said, how can you say such a thing? Every namaz for how many years now? He's so paband, and it's 1 hour, 1.5 hour before time, he's there and he's making zikr tilawat. He said, he is nothing. So they, when they told him more, he said, I'll show you people. So one day before Fajr, he went to his house, little hut, on the grass thatch roof. From the on top he shouted out that I'm Jibreel, and I've come to you, and I've come to inform you, you made Allah so much ibadat, Allah is so happy, you don't have to make ibadat anymore. You, Allah is pleased with you, and you can sleep. There he didn't come for Fajr that day. People were wondering. Zohar, he did, this man never misses namaz. He even never gets sick. It's impossible. Let's go and check what's wrong. Maybe he have died in his house. When they went there, he said, Jibreel came to me. And Jibreel told me that you don't have to make ibadat anymore. So just like that, how shaitan can fool us. We don't know how we get misled. So a person, he can become the greatest sheikh also. And this also is a great deception, that when a person, for example, gets khilafat, I think I'm all right. I got Jannat certificate. Where? What Jannat certificate? And a minute a person just becomes negligent of himself. Your garden, you have the most beautiful garden. You won the prize in the town for having the most beautiful garden. One day you neglect it, your grass is overgrown already. Now this year, now some leaves are gone dry. Some leaves have fallen down. That garden is not your house. You got a show house, so beautiful. But one day you don't maintain it. You don't do the cleanliness. Dust is gone. All the time dust is falling. The things are going to get full of dust. Much more than that, our deen, our condition, if we don't watch it all the time, it will get destroyed. You can have the best condition. You could have spent time in the khanqah of Imam Ghazali, in the khanqah of Junaid Baghdadi. Even today, if you could spend that your khanqah, your Ramzan. But after that, you don't maintain it, nothing is going to happen. You're going to lose everything. It has to be maintained. And even like the workshop for the cars, they were fixing up and servicing so many motor cars. And if a mechanic feels that I'm servicing so many cars, my car doesn't need service. He's going to sit with big problems on the road. Middle of the night he's going to sit. If the owner of the garage, he says that, well, I'm fixing everyone's cars up, I don't have to worry about my car, he's going to have big problems. And the doctor who's running a hospital, and he says, I don't have to worry of my health. I'm treating so many people and I'm giving them all good health. I don't have to worry of my health. What will be his condition? He's got a sugar problem, he's got blood pressure, and he says, I don't have to take that. I'm giving tablets. Where I have to take tablets? What will become of him? So everyone is in need, whether you got khilafat, whether you're the sheikh, whether you're the ordinary person. And a person, this needs much more attention than what our dunya's things need attention. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this month he has given us. So the important things are that our niyat must be first. We make niyat. A person who doesn't make niyat, that you are going, even if you're just going for a joy ride, you say, I'm going for a joy ride. No, no way you got intention. We'll just drive around. Now you decide to take a turn here. Now you decide to buy ice cream here. Now you go a little bit. We'll sit here under this tree by the water. We'll sit. You're just going for, but you have got an intention. I'm going for a joy ride. Or you're going for business. You're going to visit people. Whatever else you got. But a person who got no idea. So we come into Ramzan. What we just came into Ramzan. We made no intention. Neither did we make intention. Rozas are faraz, I'm going to keep them. Well, I'm just going to keep rozas. And all the whole family must get up. All must. But we didn't make. We didn't press our destination in our GPS. That where we want to go. Now where are you going to go to? The first thing is our niyat. And Allah made our niyat for us what it should be. Taqwa. Not only ibadat. You'll get your sawab for ibadat. You did it. You made niyat of umrah. You get made niyat of coming to the khanka. Made niyat of going in jamaat. All that will be alright. The sawab you'll get. But the main niyat must have been taqwa. And wherever we have faulted, let us correct it. And really, if a person have realized what this Ramzan, he'll make from the bottom of his heart dua, Ya Allah, bring next Ramzan quickly. Let me be healthy and let me look forward to it and let me take the full advantage. I couldn't take the full advantage of this Ramzan. Next Ramzan, Ya Allah, let me take the full advantage. So our niyat will be the first thing. And then see all the things, appreciate what Allah has put. He gave us the month of Ramadan. He gave us Quran Sharif. He gave us rozas. He gave us zikr. He gave us dua. And above all, which our Shaykh the Ahmed Barakatum says, Hazrat says, or ek baat mein tajruba ki batao. One talk which of my own experience. Or sab buzurgon ne is baat ko kahi hai. And all buzurgs have said this, badun sohbat ahlullah, ye cheeze hasil nahi hoti. Without the company of Ahlullah, these things are not achieved. So when Allah Ta'ala, and now who are Ahlullah? Don't we judge them? Who are we to judge? If we are masters in that field, then you become a judge. A person who is a lawyer, an attorney, a barrister, all that, then he goes and become a judge. But a person who was accused all the time in his life, and he wants to become the judge. He was all the time, cases were against him. And he doesn't know anything about law. And now he wants to become the judge. So let us not judge who are Ahlullah. The most simple, easy way which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that big mashayikh, who they trusted, in other words, gave them khilafat. Do you accept that? At the moment, about the Attorney General, there is a lot of discussion carrying on, etc., in the government. Now, ordinary person who knows nothing of law, he wants to go and give his comments also. He also is making a judgment. And wherever we are sitting, we won't make tilawat of Quran Sharif, other things, we discussing that which has nothing to do with us. And we not qualified in the least, but to even voice, to even speak, even in just our own gathering. But we wasting our time. But people who are qualified, who have got the right, that's a difference. So we got no right to say that this person is worthy of khilafat, that person, whoever, even the Shaykh takes khilafat. Who he gives, he knows. And when a person makes objection that somebody got khilafat, he's actually objecting on the Shaykh. That the Shaykh doesn't know who to give khilafat. And there are various reasons of giving khilafat. Anyway, to see who is Ahlullah, who our elders have trusted, and they have given them an ijazat, make sure that they have got ijazat. They're not just imposters, and they're just saying that I got khilafat and they haven't got. If they got, then that is sufficient for us. And our benefit is not dependent on the position and the qualities of the share. Our benefit is dependent on our talab, on our desire. Whatever the Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was a man of very little words. Writing, Hazrat has written what kitabs in Arabic, in Urdu, everything. But as far as speech, Hazrat hardly ever spoke. But one story in his khanqa, every year Hazrat should mention, that there was a Shaykh, and his son was very out of line. The Shaykh passed away, and the son now took over the reins. He took over the whole business now of the whole khanqa. He took over. He became Gaddi Nashin. And he said, but he knew nothing. No Islah. He doesn't know anything. Two people heard. that the son has become now, he's in charge of the Khanqa, he's the big man there, so let us go become bayat. They became bayat. However, he made bayat. Then they asked for wazifa. He didn't know anything about wazifa, what wazifa to show. So he said, I've got a little farm out of town, you must go and dig it. You must dig it all the time. That is the wazifa. And they had so much talab and so mu'taqid they were, so much they trusted. They said, oh, let's go. Immediately they rushed. When they bought their shovels and the picks and they started digging. Digging, they reached such a high level that they said, Allahu Akbar, we reached this level with this wazifa our sheikh told us. Our sheikh must be even much more higher. And looking up, like you say, till your head falls down. Or you fall on your back, but they couldn't see the sheikh. Where sheikh is not there, where are they going to see him? So they came to say, Hadrat, your position is so high. Allah gave us such a high position. From that high position, we're trying to see your position, how high it is. But we can't see you, you are so high. Then he realized his condition. And by the murids, the sheikh's islah took place. So this is how the talab the murid has got. How much sincerity he has got. He will benefit in Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if a person comes to you to become bayat, don't delay. You must be humble, but don't say that I can't help you, I can't, I'm not fit for it, etc. Then why did your sheikh appoint you? You must do it. And as he said that, if on the day of Qiyamah Allah's fazl comes on the murid, he won't leave his sheikh alone. Whatever he has achieved is by his sheikh, so he'll take his sheikh to Jannah. And if Allah's fazl is on the sheikh, he won't leave his murid alone. He'll take his murid with him and he'll go. So it is on the talab is sadiq, a true desire from the murid, and you don't have to worry what condition and how your sheikh are. Such sheikhs we know what the condition, but the murids are benefiting. How? The sheikhs are doing a lot of things against Sharia also. But the murids have got that i'tiqad and they're benefiting. And they're really getting benefit. So we don't have to worry what the condition of the sheikh. We must worry about ourselves. And we have got that i'tiqad, then Allah Ta'ala will give us that taraqqi. So just to summarize again, of the summary of the month's talks, that first we must make niyat for our islah. And then appreciate and understand all the things Allah has put together for our islah. Allah has put, and another thing which Allah has put is namaz also. Namaz also is enough for a person's islah. Allah declares, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. One of the main ingredients for success is namaz. And Allah ends all these ayat also, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Who look, the beginning is also namaz, the end also is namaz for that success. So Allah Ta'ala has given us namaz, has given us Ramadan, has given us rozas, has given us Quran Sharif, has given us dua, has given us zikr, has given us khanqa, has given us the sohbet of our sheikh. Everything Allah has put together. And we work in this way, then our islah, our ilaj will take place, our remedy. And when a person is spiritually, he's got his remedy, his dunya is made, his akhirat is made, not dunya is made, that jannat will come, one jannat. Wallah, I say, you got 20 jannats here, bisyo, which doesn't mean only scores of jannats you'll have in this dunya already. Your life will be jannat's life here in this dunya. And that will be the biggest tabligh of Islam. When people will see that what a life is leading, so comfortable, so easy going, everything, and we want to be like him. You can have all the money, but with all the attention, what's the use? You can have all the health, but you got fights with your wife all the time. But if you got a knife with afiat in everything, you're not that wealthy person, you're not that healthy person, but you're just living a nice, happy life. Well, in the hadith it comes, a person who is blessed with this, he's got damat of deen, of dunya and akhirat. And in completeness he's got it. So this month Allah has given for that. May Allah Ta'ala make this a reality. And Allahu Akbar, hope to finish here, ke is raah ke naakam bhi naakam nahi. The person who is unsuccessful in this path is also not unsuccessful. A person who wants to become a hafiz and he couldn't become, he's not unsuccessful. Allah will raise him as a hafiz. A person who goes for hajj and he didn't make it, he passed away on the way. Allah not only grants him that hajj, Allah appoints a farishta who will make hajj on his behalf every year till qiyamah. So successful. So a person wants to make his islah, gain Allah's ma'rifat and muhabbat, and he didn't. before Maut, Allah gives him that position and gives him Maut on that perfect, that he's got perfect marifat, perfect iman, perfect tawbah. But be on the path. Don't, if you're going to sit on the side, you're going to stop on the way, then you're not on the road. Even if you are moving at an end space, even if you are moving at a tortoise pace, but move, just keep on moving. And that is what we have to do, our zikr, our tilawat, keep contact with the shaykh, all those things, keep on doing that, then we are moving. And then inshallah, Allah will let us reach there. May Allah give us all tawfiq.